Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Heart of the Crown by Paul J. Bennett, narrated by Greg Patmore. 1. Ulrich, Spring 960 MC, Mercerian Calendar. The dancers moved in harmony across the floor, their slow, measured steps carried out in perfect unison. They were ablaze with colour, for the noble lords and ladies of the kingdom of Weldwyn vied to outdo each other with their finery. Ulrich was not impressed. He sat, watching their movements, bored with the majesty of it, his young mind filled rather with thoughts of combat and glory. His musings were rudely interrupted.
"Ulrich, did you hear me?"
He glanced up to see the face of his mother, Queen Igraine, looming down on him in disapproval. "Sorry, mother," he answered.
"Don't sorry me. We have guests to attend to. I know you're young, but you're still a prince, and you have responsibilities."
"To do what? Dance with the young ladies?" His mother's frown grew increasingly intense, and he knew he had overstepped. "Sorry, mother. It's just that they're all so..."
"So what?"
she pressed. "Sycophantic."
"Well, what do you expect? You're 15, Ulrich. Your brothers were both engaged by your age."
"That's not fair, mother. Alston is the heir. He had no choice. And you picked out Cuthbert's wife when he was only 6. He watched her face soften, but knew what was about to come.
"I'm sorry, Ulrich," she said. "I know it's a burden, but we are royals. We have responsibilities."
"And what exactly are my responsibilities?"
"We will have to see," she said,
avoiding the answer, as always.
"Now, let's get you onto the dance floor, shall we? You have an impression to make."
He knew he was defeated, as always, but he could never stay upset with his mother for long. Rising to his feet, he straightened his tunic and was about to step onto the dance floor when the music stopped, the melody complete. He glanced about, desperately, anything to avoid the attention of Lady Julianne, who was now walking toward him. His eyes rested on his oldest brother, and he moved toward the eldest prince with purpose. Lady Julianne tried to talk to him, but he pretended not to hear, and strode past, ignoring her entirely.
"Alston!" he called out.
Prince Alston was standing in a small knot of people, and turned upon hearing his name. His face lit up.
"Ulrich! What is it?"
The young prince had kept walking until he was directly in front of his brother. But now word...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?